that says v'chayi ka'ama, that means the yisay, the bottom part was one ama, v'yama reichet, was an ama wide, u'gvula el svasa, going around the sides of it, sadev went around zeros, zeros echad. The zeh gav ha-mizbeach, that was like the gav of the top, the top of the mizbeach. Now, what does the pasuk mean, chayi ka'ama? Zeh yisayid, that was the yisayid of the mizbeach. And this was made out of five tefachim. Zeh yisayid. Then amar reichiv, zeh seidiv, that's the seidiv, the one around the mizbeach. Or gvura el svasa, so what does that mean, the one around the side of it? That means seidiv, zeros echad, and the kronos. Those are the kronos, those are the corners of it. Zeh gav ha-mizbeach, zeh mizbeach hazov, that means the mizbeach hazov. So what's the machlokes over here? That the Rameyah Sova Zehu B'yamas Bat Chamisha. Only these kelim were measured an amma of five tefachim. Mashma kol amas kelim B'yamah Bashesh. But all other kelim, what was the yamma was made out of six tefachim. That's the Rameyah Shita. If you decide to know, Kezeh Yehe kol amas kelim, just like these kelim, the measurement of the yamma was five tefachim, he holds all the kelim in the Mizbeach with the same thing. All the measures for the kelim of the Mizbeach were made out of the five tefachim. So that's Pshat the Machlokes from Meir and Reb Yehuda. The Meir says all the yamas and the Mikdash were made out of six tefachim. Only the Mizbeach Hazov and the kelim the Yisayiv and the Yisayid, those were made out of five. And Reb Yehuda holds no, that amas binyin takeh shisha tefachim. But all the amas of the kelim were all five. We're all from this pasuk. So to show this pasuk b'dafka only these kelim. Or no, if you'd hold, it's not only these kelim, but all kelim was the same way. All kelim, the yamma was five tefachim. Now the Gemara says, "Kesak b'daitich." We thought to say, "Kesak b'daitich." Mi yisayid fi yad seiviv bi yamma basay. That's what it says here. V'cheiku yamma, which you said before, that means the yisayid. That is yamma of five tefachim. So how many words do you say means that the you say the yad seiviv from the bottom of the mizbeach you say until the seiviv all those amas were made out of amas of five tefachim the geiva. In other words, we saw pshat the pasuk was the cheik ko amo and the amo reichiv. We said before that the cheik means the yisayid and the reichiv means the seiviv. So from the yisayid, the bottom of the mizbeach upwards until the amo, the yisayid, all those amas were made from amas of bas chamisha five tefachim. The same says, "My cheku amo v'yama reichiv." What does the pasuk mean to say the cheku amo the yisayid and the amo reichiv the seiviv? Hachikam. This is what the pasuk means to say in Yecheskel that mecheku amo from the yisayid the yad reichiv the yama and until the seiviv that goes around the center, the middle, or the mizbeach, the middle height, was bas chamisha. Was all amas made out of five tefachim. So Moshe says, let's see. Greiva ha-mizbeach kamei hevei. How tall was the whole mizbeach from the bottom to the top? Ether amas. The whole thing was 10 amas tall. The Rashi says, there's already having a more zvachim that says, ala mishkan del ha-mizbeach, the Midrash and ma mishkan was ether amas, orech ha-kerish, af mizbeach also was ether amas. And so it should come out, shish, B'nei Chamisha, six Amis. The first six Amis of the Mizbeach was made out of five Tvachim, the Yabor B'nei Shisha. And the top four Amis of the Mizbeach, that was made out of an Am of six Tvachim apiece. Because up until the top of the Seviv were six Amis, and then you have three Amis until the Keren, and then the Keren itself was one Amma, that's how you have a 10 Amis. So Moshe says, if so, Mizbeach kami hevi, how many tefachim was the height of Mizbeach? Chamishim v'yavor, it should be 54 tefachim, that's how tall the Mizbeach was. So 6 times 5 is 30, and 4 times 6 is 24, so together that's 54. Palgu the Mizbeach kami hevi, how tall was half of the Mizbeach? Hevi esrim v'sheva, it has to be 27 tefachim. Now, mikronos the yad seiviv, from the keren until the seiviv kamei hevi, how much was it? Etzum v'yabo, it was a 24 tochim. And Rashi says, because the grave of the Karen, until the Sebev, was 4 amos. And those amos were made out of 6 tochim. So 4 times 6 is 24. So it comes out from the Karen until the Yisaid, from the top Karen until the Yisaid, was 24 tochim. Kama brought some atag of the Mizbeach. And so how far off is it from halfway of the Mizbeach? Kalesa. It was only 3 tefachim away from the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's where the Yisaveiv, at the top of the Yisaveiv, was 3 tefachim above the halfway of the Mizbeach. It's now going like this. Chutshel Sikra, like a red line, Chedre went around the Mizbeach, Biemtza, in the middle of the Mizbeach, in the middle of the height of the Mizbeach, they had a red line going across. To know exactly where the dividing point is, that certain domim has to have the zrika on top, the top half of the mizbeach, and some dom has to have the zrika on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So the yusta comes out that the chut hasikra was 3 tefachim below, underneath the seifef. If so, elohad the tani, that's what we learned. Kabi oila seif, when you bring a korban or oila seif, a bird for an oilam, for Yoel to the king, used to go up the kevis, used to go up the plank. And finally, the Sevev, when he was halfway up, he went on to the Sevev, he goes around the Mizbeach. And according to now, the Sevev was to reach Falkham above the Chut HaSikra. And it says, the Bonway he came, he walked, Lekar and Jeremus Mizrach, as he walked to the south, east side. Or Melech Yisrael, she made a Malika on the, with the head of the Eif, Mimu Opa in the back of it, the way he's supposed to. Or Mavdu, and he divided the head in half. Who might say as Domel Akir Mizbeach, he squashed, he's pressed the blood out of the head on the side of the Mizbeach. Now it says, in this he's supposed to do on the top part of the Mizbeach. And it says here, V'yemosa l'mata miragloi, if he did this underneath his feet, afidu amachas, even one arm, let's say it's k'shero. So, mashma only one, V'yemosa l'mata miragloi, afidu amachas, does it one arm underneath his foot, say it's k'shero. The question is why? Or if he does a one armor below, so one armor is a good 5 tefachim, so it's at least 5 tefachim below the seiveth, which is below the chut hasikra. If so, or koyayiv elyon elamato, mishnei tefachim, he's putting this oila seif that's supposed to be in the top part of the chut hasikra, he's putting it now a good 2 tefachim below the chut hasikra. If you say you put it in armor below the Sevev, still it's kosher, and according to our Cheshbin, the Sevev was only 3 tefachim above the Chut HaSikra. And the Amor is 5 tefachim. So comes if you put it 5 tefachim down below the Chut the Sevev, you are 2 tefachim below the Chut HaSikra. So how could it be kosher? So our Cheshbin is wrong. So most of the end of the Pshan, the Pesach is like this, I tell you. Chei Ka'ama, that it says the Chei Ka'ama, and means Kenisa Amor. It doesn't mean the height of the Seviv, but rather means the Seviv, the bottom part, the foundation of the Mizbeach, true came up in Amor, and then it went in an Amor. The Kenisa, how much did it go in, that when it went up further, it went up narrower. So the Kenisa, the coming in of the Seviv, that was an Amor. And then when it says Amor Rechev, also means the Kenisa. And then when the Pasuk says, Gevurah El Svosa, the end of it, about the edge, Saviv, that means Kenisa Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Psalm the Pasuk is like this now. Elokuna Eser Amos de Goiva de Yama Bashisha. And if I mean all the 10 Amos of the height of the Mizbeach, all those Amos were made out of Amos of 6 Tvachim. And that we say in this Pasuk here that the Amos was made out of 5 Tvachim, that's talking about the Kenisa, how much it comes in. So there were 3 indentions, 3 times the Mizbeach came in. First of all, by the Yisoid, after it came up one Amor, it came in an Amor. Then the Sevev, when you went up to the Sevev, also by the Sevev, also it indented coming in. And then also by the Kronos on top, Vyuvia Kronos, Kore Kenisa, Shekronos Vyorech, Vyorechev. So that's what the Pasuk means. These 3 Kenises, these were the Kenisa of an Amor, Bas Chamisha. Now the Gemara says, according to this Cheshbin, if so, Binyan Mizbeach Kama, like how height, how tall was the Mizbeach? It was 60 Tvachim. If you tell me now there were 10 amas and each amas the height was 6 tefachim, so it was 60 tefachim tall. Now it's good. Part of the mizbeach came heavy. What was the halfway of the height of the mizbeach? That was tefachim. So the chutah sikra went around by 30 tefachim the height. Come heavy tefachim. Now mikronos v'yad seviv, from the keren, the top keren, until the seviv, that was 4 amas. Come heavy, how much was that? That was chav dalid. It was 24 tefachim. So 6 times 4 is 24. 4 amas times 6. Kama brought to the Pagod Mizrach Yisrael, how much down is it from the Seidev until the Chut HaSigra? Shisha, it was now 6 tefachim, so it's very good. It's none we learned. In Mosul Amatam Ragla, Pidu Amachas is Ksheira. That if the Kohen was standing on top of the Seidev, which was 1 amma above, 6 tefachim above the Chut HaSigra, so if it put it down even 1 amma below, that's the mamash just by the Chut HaSikra, it's still the Yaitza. So Kitzur, now comes out with the cheshbon of the height of the Mizbech. So Moses says now, B'maya Kimta, what are you putting Pshan the Potsik though? And it says, V'cheik amma though, we're talking about the amma of 5 tefachim. The Chnisa, we're talking about when the amma comes in. The Gemara Mimotis and Mukmus Lo, the Chnisa, the possible said the Potsik means by the Yisoid. Not the height of the Yisoid, but when the Yisoid starts to go in, you have to now learn like this. Mizbeach hayishloishim ushtayim ashloishushtayim. The Mizbeach itself was 32 amis by 32 amis. Olo amma, so how do you have this? The amma, the Mizbeach went up one amma. That's the chur of the Seiveif, the Yisayid. The Kornis amma, then it came in an amma. Zer Yisayid. Nimtza comes out, shloishim al shloishim. Shemoreus, according to this cheshbon though, that the Knisa was only 5 tefachim, and so it should have been shloishim u'shnei tefachim heavy. Should have been 30 by 2 tefachim. Means 30 and 2 tefachim by 30 and 2 tefachim. Because out of those 2 amas that you want to say it went in 1 amma on one side, 1 amma on the other side, it only went in 5 tefachim. And we're talking about now 6 tefachim. So it should have said it's 30 and 2 tefachim. That's one question. Secondly, it says Olo Chamish, then the Mizbeach went up 5 Amas, then by the Seviv was the Konas Amma, then again it came in 1 Amma. Zil Seviv, that's the measurement of the Seviv. Nimtza comes out on top of the Seviv was Esru Mishmona, Esru Mishmona. It was 28 Amas by 28 Amas, another time 2 Amas were taken off. So same thing was the question. Esru Mishmona via both Tvachim as it should have been. It should have been 28 or 4 Tvachim. Because the going in is only 5 tefachim, not 6 tefachim. So you gain another 2 tefachim. But the Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Kivan lehevi amma, lechashiv lemaka, lechashiv le, since there's only 4 tefachim, wasn't the complete amma, we don't count it. So most of the risks. Mokam kronos on top was amma mizeh, v'yamma mizeh. On top of the mizbeach, the keren itself took up an amma by an amma. So how much is the space in the middle of the mizbeach on top? Nimtza esru v'sheish, al esru v'sheish. The top part of the Mizbeach was 26 by 26. Now the Gemara says, no, Esrim v'sheva hevei, it should have been 27. Now together, it's 3 times these 3 extra 2 tefachim, which is 6 tefachim, which is an amma. So it's another amma, it should have said 27 by 27. So the Gemara says, like, Doc, enoch namid, they're not medayik, really it should have been 27, but it only says 26. Now, vayta, mokim hulich raglekan, even on top of the Mizbeach, where was the place that the Kohanim used to walk? Amma mizeh, yamma mizeh, 1 amma both sides, that's where the Kohanim used to walk. Nimtza comes out, the middle part of the Mizbeach that was fit to put the Marochis was Esrim v'yabur, al Esrim v'yabur. It was 24 by 24. Mokim ha-Marochis, the Gemara Esrim v'chamisha, it should have been 25, not 24. So he tell him again, maybe you tell me, Yochi Namid le'dok, it's not a Namidurik, it's not exactly. I have walked here, the person in the Cheskel says, v'yariyo shtayim esrei oirich, v'shtayim esrei reichiv. Revua. Rashi says the Horiyah means Mokim HaMarocha, the top and part of the Mizbeach, the Mokim HaMarocha, where they actually put the fire, Shebemtsa Yud Beizama was 12 by 12. So more is the question, Yochai would have really thought to say that really it's only 12 by 12. Yochai Shem Lom Shtei Mesrei Ashtei Mesrei Kishom, and the Pasuk says Al Arbas, when the 4 means Revua, it was squared, Malamit Shabemtsu Medid. They measured the middle of the Mizbeach. Meaning to say it was 12 amas one way and 12 amas the other way. From the middle it was 12 each way. So it comes out together, it was square, the Makam Avrocha, 24 by 24. So it's a kasha. We'll say now it should be 25 by 25. And here the Pasuk says, Bedeef, the Pasuk is laid dark. You can't say the Pasuk is laid dark. Laid dark, the Pasuk says clearly, it's only 24 by 24. So Al-Khajm doesn't come out good. So Moshe says, Bechitim, maybe you want to tell me, Shish Minayu, Mikola Diamo, Das Chamisha, Maisalu? Maybe when the beginning, when it says 32 by 32 Amis, that's how wide the bottom of the Mizbeach was, it meant to include already that the Amis of Chamisha. Rashi said, maybe at the beginning, six of those Amis were Amis of five Tzvachim, and therefore really the Rashi says the Cheshem would be this, really was only 31 by 31. It's almost questioning, came if so, Rav Chol Azara, then there'll be too much space in the Azara, in the Mikdash itself, it doesn't come out good to Cheshem. It's not, we learn like this, Kol Azara, the whole Azara itself in the Mikdash was, Hoy Sarech, it was long, Meyo Shemayne V'Sheva, 187 Amis. Our record was wide, Meyo Shleshim Chomish, 135 wide, Memizrach Lamarav, Meyo Ushmayne V'Sheva, it was 187 the length of it. How do you have 187? It says clearly the Cheshbin. It says Mokum Drisus Ragli Yisrael was first Achar Asaram, was 11 Amis. Or Mokum Drisus Ragli Kim Ragli Khanim was also Achar Asaram, was 11 Amis. That's together as 22. HaMizbeach Shleshim Shtayim, it says clearly the Mizbeach was 32 Amis. It can't say it was 31, it says clearly it was 32. Then Ben Umam LeMizbeach Esu Mishtayim Amis, another 22 Amis. HaHichel itself was Mayam, it was 100 Amis. Achat HaSarama, Achur LeBeis HaKaporos, in back of the Heichel, in back of the Beis HaKaporos, in back of the Kodesh Kodashim, was never another 11 Amis. And together you have 187. So clearly we're making the Cheshbin that the Mizbeach was 32 by 32, so you can't say it's 31 by 31, so the Kitzach Cheshbin is off a little bit. So Moshe Ben Echnami, Ela said like this, when the Pasuk says, Cheikur Amom, the Geiva Amo, it means the height taka, the height of the Seivik was an Amo of 5 Tvachim. Reichiv, someone says Amo, Reichiv, that's Kenisa, and Gvul El Svasoi, Saviv. So maybe it was like this. The height of the Seiviv, the height of the Yisoid Taka was 5 Tvachim tall. Then when the Yisoid went in, Itaka went in with a regular Amo of 6 Tvachim. After it says the Reichiv, that's the Seiviv. The Seiviv went in only 5 Tvachim. And that when it says Kenisa Gvula Al Svasa, that means the top of the Keren on top of the Mizbeach, means the height of the Keren was also B'Amo Basei. Maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. And then the question comes out good, like we'll see tomorrow. Alright, we'll stop here.